The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Kim Cornish, who holds a M.A. in philosophy. Recorded May 8, 1975, in Perth, Australia.
As far as I can gather, there's no self thing for this one. It was denying that you're not there, I think. So, could you perhaps say something about that?
He's asking about the conception of denial of the self?
Yeah, of the Atman. Yeah.
Atman?
Yeah, yeah.
The finishing it up.
How can we deny Atma?
Drinking. In Hindu philosophy, what is the nature of the Atman?
Nature of Atma is eternal. Eternity, knowledge, and blissfulness. Anandamaya Vyasa. Atma is jolly, ananda, blissful.
And I've read some Upanishads where they say that Atman is Brahma.
Why I've placed this flower here? Why I like this flower? What is the reason?
Because it's beautiful, perhaps.
Yeah, therefore you want to enjoy. This is the nature of us. I want to enjoy. This is blissful. Then why you are trying to become a philosopher?
Well, that's the understanding.
Yeah, therefore knowledge. Why you do not like to die? Because you are eternal. Then Atma's nature is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Satchit Ananda. You know that? Mm.
But some words.
That is Atma's nature. Satchit Ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
And the question is there, for the Atman,
just here.
The Atman is attached to each person?
Just here.
This is here for a moment.
I'm asking this one.
Atman's nature, yeah. One question should be understood thoroughly. You have asked what is the nature of Atma. The Atma's nature is that he is eternal. He never dies, never takes birth. He already exists. You say, you are a child, you are a baby. The body is no longer existing. Your childhood body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. You remember your childhood day. Therefore, you are different from the body. The body has passed away, but you remember that you had a body, right? That you exist. You know that you will become an old man. So this body will not exist. Another body will get old, like bone. Therefore, you will exist, the body will change. Now try to understand this fact first of all, and if you cannot understand, ask question.
The Atman is the one to each person, or there is only one Atman for all people?
You are Atma, I am Atma. We are not one. You are individual, I am individual. I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me. We have one. How it is one?
He says that you are individual and he is individual, so how can they be one?
How can they be one, I said. I was wondering how the Atman is associated with each individual. Is it the... It's not right to say that the person is the Atman, or...
Yeah.
The person is the Atman. And to each person there is one... Atman associated.
You are a person, I am a person. You are changing body, I am changing body.
And through all the changes there is the Atman that continues.
You here, first of all.
And
you are a person. I am a person. You are hearing, I am speaking. You are two persons. So why? You say one.
Well, there are two bodies. Two bodies.
Yes. Two bodies, just like two dress. You are differently dressed. I am differently dressed. But does that mean that you are one? We are one as Atma. It's like, you Australian, I am Indian. But as human being, we are one. But as Australian, as Indian, we are different. Therefore, we are one and different at the same time.
The Atman...
Atma, as spirit soul, is one.
Is one.
But as individual soul, they are different.
And the Atman is just with respect to consciousness? Or can we talk about an Atman?
Consciousness is the... symptom of Atma. Because the Atma is within your body, therefore your consciousness is there. Now, because the Atma is within the body, if I pinch, or if you pinch my body, I feel pinch and pain. And as soon as the Atma will not be there, if it is cut with a chopper, there is no protest. So, that Atma is present within this body, that is understood by the presence of consciousness. Just like we are in the room, but this light is the reflection of the sunshine. We understand there is sun in the sky. The light and heat we are feeling, that means the sun is in the sky. Similarly, our consciousness and knowledge, etc., are there, that means the Atma is there. The same Atma, when it will go out of this body, there will be no more consciousness, no more knowledge, no more feelings of tension and pain.
Can one say what qualities the Atman has?
That I have already explained.
Oh.
Eternity, knowledge, and blissfulness.
And does Hindu philosophy say anything about
how... Don't take off Hindu philosophy, you talk of philosophy.
How the Atman came into being?
Hmm?
How did the Atman come into being?
Atman is always, is not coming into being, it is already there. But at the present moment, it is accepting the different types of body. Just like this dress, it is available in the market, and you are also there. So you purchase the dress and put on. Similarly, the different types of bodies are already there. And you, according to your desire, accept one type of body. And you appear in that body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body, and you have to accept one of them according to desire, according to your work. You are working, everyone is working. Now, according to the work and association, he is creating his body. It's like if you infect some type of disease, then you'll have to accept the disease. So, we are working in different way, we are individual. And according to that work, we are creating our next body. If you are working in a godly way, then you get your body next as God. And if you are working in a dogly way, then you get your body God. So, by nature's way, evolution, we come through 800 millions of forms of life, then nature gives us a chance to accept this human form of body. In this body, our consciousness being advanced, if we try, we can understand what is the problem of life. Why we have accepted birth, death, old age and disease, how to get out of it, how to revive our original nature of body and again become eternal, full of knowledge and wisdom. This is the chance of the human body. Therefore, you are a philosopher because you are in the human body. But a dog cannot be feathered. He may be a very big dog, can bark very loudly, he has got very good strength, can create good disturbance, but he cannot understand philosophy. That is not. But a human being can understand. Therefore, he should be given chance to understand the philosophy of life. And that is Vedas. Vedas.
Vedas.
Oh, Vedas, yes.
The Vedas are there for understanding by the human society. And if he beats like a cat and dog, then he's spoiling his life. we should take advantage of the Vedic knowledge and make our life successful. This is real fear.
But I'm not very familiar with the Hindu scriptures, but I have read some of the Upanishads, and there is the idea that somehow Atman is Brahman, but I don't understand this at all, so perhaps you could say something
which
about
that. Which Upanishad you are reading?
I've read the Chandogya.
There are 108 Upanishads.
Yeah, I don't know the pronunciation, so that's...
You have read Isho Upanishad? Isho Upanishad.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the name, but that's about all.
Give him Isho Upanishad. It requires elucidation. Like complete all means, just like their body is complete all. And there are so many other things. There are so many holes in the body. There are so many hairs in the body. There are so many hairs on the head. So many fingers. So eyes, ears, and go in so many things. But the body is a complete unit, working as a complete machine, and so many things. Similarly, the whole cosmos is complete, exactly like this body is a machine. Similarly, the whole cosmos is a big machine. It is complete. One sun is there and keeping everything complete. The day and night, the seasonal changes, the equator, the temperature, then the moonlight, the other planets, the living being, the vegetables, everything is complete Brahman. And because the sun is there. Similarly, this body machine is complete and the soul is there, it is working nicely. So it is, the body is also creation, and the universe is also creation, and the brain which has created these things, he is complete. Therefore he has created these complete units. That is it. Purnamena. Purna means complete. And because he is complete, the creator, he has no defect. Therefore he can create everything complete. Purnamena, Purnamena. Purnam Udachyate. And he is so complete that Purnasya Purnamana. From the complete, if you take the whole complete, it still is complete. Here is a glass of water, I am drinking part by part. And when it is finished, the water is finished, no more complete. But he is so complete that just like sun, the temperature is being distributed for millions and millions of years. Still it is full of temperature. Here, unless the electric power is there, it is not complete. But there is power in the sunshine. There is a reservoir of so much temperature and light that in history millions and millions of years it is distributing. The seasonal changes are going on. The green foliage are coming again. The snow or rain is coming. So many things are going on account of temperature. Every machine is rolling. As soon as there is power, the machine is rolling. In all machines, your bodily machine, my bodily machine, and electricity, from electricity, other power machine, everything is going on. Punna punnam gacchati. And in spite of taking so much energy from the sun, it is still full of light. This is one of the creation of the Supreme. How much perfect is the Supreme? Beginning? Is one of the creation, sun, is maintaining the whole universe. And there are many millions of universes. And each of them has got a sun to conduct the business. And all these suns are created by somebody. How much complete he is. You can you see me? That is God. God is not so cheap thing. If you become God, have God, you are nonsense, that's God. What you can do? These are bluff. They do not know what is God. Here is God. Complete. Oh no. The whole creation is complete, still is complete. The energy is coming from you, still is complete. The same example. A glass of water, I throw the glass, the water, again it is coming. Again I throw, again it is coming. Incessantly coming, all the energies. That is God. This is the idea. Purnamidam, 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 Purna Purnamidam, Purnasya Purnamadhyay, Purnamidam, Abhisrishya. 1 minus 1 is equal to 1, not 0. 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, not 2. This is God. This is the idea of God. Like the ocean, it takes many thousands buckets of water, it is coming. And again, you put many buckets, thousands, millions buckets of water, it is the same there. This is another example of material. This is coming. You take millions of buckets of water from the ocean, you'll find not a drop will drop. And he put millions of buckets of water in there, not a drop is increased. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishtate. If you try to take out the whole ocean, still it is remain the ocean. (Clears throat) this idea complete.
One more question on this. What do you think of drugs as perhaps an aid?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the use of drugs? Some drugs.
Drugs?
As an aid to
that drugs. Is another side of madness. Anyone, just like human being, after revolution, 8 million forms of body. He comes to human body to understand philosophy, the Veda. So, instead of utilizing life for that purpose, he wants to become again like the cats and dogs, and therefore he takes drugs. He's already cat and dog, he's no better than the cats and dogs, because he has no interest in this knowledge. And there he was meant for this knowledge, but he remains like cats and dogs, therefore he is not satisfied. Therefore he takes drug to forget himself. This is the duality of drug. He was meant for becoming satisfied by taking this knowledge. He does not get the chance. Nobody leads him to this knowledge. He remains like cats and dogs, but as a human being, if he lives like cats and dogs, he will never be happy, because there is no happiness, therefore he takes it, to forget. This is the drug philosophy. Drug philosophy means to forget one's present suffering.